Matteo Donis wasn't the most likely overtime hero in the Prince George Cougars lineup. On a team that scored 316 goals in the season, he had 7 of them, none so vital as the one he scored 122 into overtime Tuesday night in Kelowna that cinched a 4-3 victory for the Cougars. Donis, who turned 19 on March 27, was acquired in a trade from the Calgary Hitmen 8 games into the season, and when the Cougars needed somebody to end the Rockets' threat to make the series close, he answered the call. It couldn't happen to a better guy. He works so hard, he's a great teammate, and he fits in well with this group, said Cougars head coach and general manager Mark Lamb. I couldn't be happier for him. He scored 14 goals last year and he has very high character, and I just thought he would be a real good fit for our group, and we'll have him for a couple years. In Saturday's game against the Rockets, Donis took a puck in the mouth area and was cut for 20 stitches, but that obviously did not slow him down. Linemate Orange Storm started the play with a turnover in the Cougars' end, and he chipped the puck ahead to 16-year-old Jet LaJoy, bumped up to the third line to replace Carlin DeZained, who was banished earlier in the game for getting involved in a staged fight with Rocket Hiroki Godšić. LaJoy used his speed to move the puck deep into Kelowna territory, and from the left side he spotted Donis standing just outside the crease and fed him a pass that was redirected in through the legs of Kelowna goalie Jackie Kaikkonen. Jet's a gamer. You put him out there and trust he can make a play on like that, and he did, said Lamb. Now they need just one more win, leading 3-0 in their best of 7, to move on to the third round of the WHL playoffs. The Cougars can complete the sweep with a win Game 4 Wednesday in Kelowna. They dodged 2 bullets late in the third period when a pair of Rockets shots nailed iron behind goalie Josh Ravensbergen. Ethan Mittelstedt hit the crossbar with 1:40 left. To add to the drama, Mittelstedt's shot ricocheted off the bar and hit the back of Ravensbergen's leg before it trickled wide of the yawning cage. Rockets defenseman Caden Price put the puck off the goalpost with a minute to go. The Cougars won the special teams battle, scoring on 2 of 4 power play chances and shutting down Kelowna's power play on all 5 chances. Special teams won us the game, said Lamb. We weren't at our best 5-on-5, so we needed that, and Ravensbergen was good. Good teams find ways to win. We're in the driver's seat right now, 3-0, but it's never over till it's over. After being held scoreless in the first 2 games of the series, Kelowna coach Chris Millett mixed up his lines for Game 3 to try to stimulate the offense and put left-winger Tej Aginla back on the top-scoring line with center Gabriel Sturck and Andrew Kristall, and they were a constant threat. That combination drew the tying goal with 5:52 left in the third period. Aginla tried to split the defense carrying the puck into the zone but was stick-checked and Kristall whiffed at it, but Sturck cradled the puck on his stick and lifted a wrist shot in for his 5th of the playoffs. The Cougars had just scored the go-ahead goal for their first lead of the game a few minutes earlier on a miscue behind the Kelowna net. Kaikkonen left his crease and waited too long to clear the puck, and Andre Becker snuck up on the goalie, who put it right on the stick of Borja Vallis, and he whipped a shot into the open net for his 3rd of the series and 5th of the postseason, tied for the team lead. The Cougars opened the scoring less than 5 minutes in. Hudson Thornton took a high stick in the face from Kelowna forward Andrew Kristall, who was sent off for the infraction, and 22 seconds into the power play Thornton got his revenge. Becker's pass attempt deflected off a rocket right to Thornton in the high slot, and he knocked the puck down with his glove, took 2 strides and stepped into a hard wrister that found the net for his 2nd of the playoffs. The Cougars were trapped in a revolving door to the penalty box in the first period, forced to kill off 5 shorthanded situations, including a double minor to Hunter Lawing and 5-on-3 chance for the Rockets that lasted 47 seconds, but somehow came out of it unscathed. They can thank Ravensbergen for making that happen. He was without a doubt the best penalty killer on the ice, holding off Aginla and Kristall, 2 of the more prominent Rocket forwards among several who forced the Cougar goalie to come up with stellar saves. Ravensbergen's teammates in front of him also did their jobs, defusing the Rockets' attack with a series of shot blocks, picking up where they left off in Game 2. As was the case in the first two games of the series, Bauer Demanski was a monster on defense, making himself look like a goalie with his determination to keep that rubber disc from getting through to Ravensbergen. Ravensbergen was picked as the WHL's goaltender of the week after posting back-to-back shutouts in the first two games of the series. The 17-year-old rookie from North Vancouver made 21 saves in a 4-0 win on Friday and blocked all 16 rocket shots in a 5-0 decision in Game 2 on Saturday. The Rockets finally put one behind him with 5 minutes gone in the second period. Price made a move on LaJoie to hold the puck in at the blue line and he sent it to Ethan Newtons for a one-timer from the left circle. That ended a shutout string that lasted a franchise-best 158 minutes 44 seconds. 51 seconds later, the Rockets took their first lead of the series, scoring from the same spot on the ice when Gottschalk dug the puck out of the corner for Michael Sysak and his wrister sailed in over Ravensbergen's glove. The Cougars' power play, which had gone 0-for-7 heading into Game 3, connected again 13 minutes into the second to make it a 2-2 deadlock. Becker got a return feed from Thornton and wired a slapper that caught the top corner of the net. Loose pucks. Becker extended his point streak to 26 games. Three Cougars made NHL Scouting's final rankings of draft-eligible players. Parisak is ranked 15th among North American skaters after he dropped one spot from the midterm rankings. Becker moved up to 69th on that list, up from 84th at midterm, while Hunter Lawing also increased his stock, jumping from 108th to 86th in the final report. Rockets forwards Aginla, 9th, and Gottschalk, 63rd, are also in the final rankings. Medicine Hat Tigers center Caden Lindstrom, a native of Chetwynd, is 3rd, while Lethbridge Hurricanes winger and Prince George native Miguel Marcus is 53rd. The Saskatoon Blades took a 3-0 lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal Tuesday in Red Deer, defeating the host Rebels 8-5. The Blades can wrap that series up with another win in Red Deer in Game 4 Wednesday. The Moose Jaw Warriors lead the other Eastern semi 2-1 following a 5-3 road victory Tuesday over the Swift Current Broncos. The Portland Winterhawks have the Everett Silvertips on the verge of a series sweep, leading 3-0 after they defeated the Tips 4-3 in overtime Monday in Everett. That series won't resume until Friday with Game 4 in Everett. WHL Playoffs. Western Conference Semifinal. Prince George Cougars vs. Kelowna Rockets. Cougars lead best of 7 series 3-0. Game 3. Tuesday summary. Cougars 4 at Rockets 3, OT. First period. 1. Prince George, Thornton 2, Becker, Height, 419, pp. Penalties. Crystal Kell. High sticking, 357. Lawing Kell. Double high sticking, 709. Vallis PG. Goaltender interference. 12:30, Dauhaniuk PG, cross-checking, 13:47, Kell bench, too many men, 15:34, Strom PG, holding, 19:41. Second period. 2. Kelowna, Newtons 1, Price, Sadra Kong, 5:13. 3. Kelowna, Sakek 2, Gottschalk, Hurley, 6:04. 4. Prince George, Becker 3, Thornton, Parisak, 13:04, pp. Penalties. Sadra Kong Kell. High sticking, 11:50, Dezaint PG. Fighting, game misconduct. Gottschalk Kell. Fighting, game misconduct. 13:13, Funk PG. Roughing. Sadra Kong Kell. Roughing, 15:25. Third period. 5. Prince George, Vallis 5, Becker, 10:25. 6. Kelowna, Sturck 5, Crystal, Aginla, 14:08. Penalties. Sadra Kong Kell 0:46. Overtime. 7. Prince George, Donnies 1, LaJoie, Strom, 1:22. Shots on goal by Prince George 9-12-10-132 Kelowna 18-12-50-35 Goal, Prince George, Ravensbergen, W, 6-0, Kelowna, Kekkonen, L, 4-5. Power plays, Prince George, 2-4 Kelowna, 0-5. Referees, Corey Coop, Bobby Joe Love, Linesman, Nick Albanati, Riley Balzan. Attendance 3,787.